Okay. Tonight I want to give the second shiur of what we started last week. A very, very important insight which we discussed last week. We'll finish off what we did last week and then continue further one more aspect of the same subject. We discussed last week the concept of pchas nevela lenizak, which means that if somebody's oxen gets damaged, right? Anyone here last week? Somebody's oxen gets damaged and the animal was worth $200, and at the time of death, the animal is worth only $100. So, look, if you pay $100, right? And if you're Tom, you only pay $50. Now, what happens is that from the time the animal died until they actually came to Bezdin, the animal, the carcass, was rotting away. The carcass was rotting away, so the animal went down from $100, went down to $50. So, who takes upon himself the extra $50 that the animal rotted away? Who is responsible for that? So the Gemara says, learns it from a pasuk, "Make behema yishal meno," which means that the difference, yashli meno, is the nizak has to pay for it. In other words, the one who caused the damage only has to pay up to 100. The extra $50 where the animal goes down in value, pchas nevela, the nevela goes down in value, the nizak, the one whose animal it all belongs to, he's the one who takes responsibility for it, and the mazik does not have to pay for it. That is the way we learn the Gemara. So Tosfos asks a question, what do you mean? The Gemara says, it's on the first page, Tosfos asks, "L'nitzka l'pchas nevela, af agav depek ha-mniach ha-mninon, kicha shov v'shas ha-mad v'din, v'shum v'kalma d'turo k'vir obey." If we say the Gemara, the Lamadala says, that if you cause damage to an animal, and the animal gets weaker and weaker, then the halacha is, you look at the value of the animal at the time of ha-mad v'din, which at the time when the payment has to be made, that's when you look at the value of the animal. Why? Because we say, kalno de tura kvirabei, that the horn of your ox is the one that caused it to depreciate further in value. And therefore, if it goes down at the time of payment, it goes down to 50, then your animal caused it. Kalno de tura kvirabei. And therefore, Taisa asks the question, why over here, when the carcass rots away, do we say that the nizak takes it upon himself? Why do you say the same svar? Why is the carcass rotting away? Because you killed the animal. And therefore, the difference that it goes down from 100 to 50, you should have to pay for it. Talmud is viva kirbe. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos gives the answer, not what we thought. We would have thought, well, there's a difference. We said, Joe asked that question last week. Said, there's a difference. Here, if you hurt the animal, and the animal gets weaker and weaker, so it's obviously it's your damage that's causing it. Mashenka and Agmar, the animal is dead already. And then the carcass smells, there's nothing to do because of you. That's not your action. Taisa doesn't say that, because obviously feels that the fact that the carcass depreciates in value is also because of your action, indirectly, but also because of your action. So then why don't you have to pay in such a case? So Taisa answers, Hasa Mishum, the Loi Mesai, Yesh Loi Lam, the Machit Tisrape, Avahocha Miyad, Oil Ala Moicho. Taisa says, because in a case where the animal was rotting away, since you're also somewhat responsible, because you didn't sell the animal, you could have sold it right when the animal died. The fact that it depreciated the value and the carcass started smelling and rotting, so it's your negligence that caused it to happen, you're also responsible somewhat to the depreciation of the carcass going down in value, and therefore, you can't say that a mazik is chayav. In the case where you cause damage to the animal, gets weaker and weaker, I couldn't have done anything. By taking over here, you should have sold it, and therefore the fact that you did not sell this carcass right when it got killed, therefore it's your responsibility, and that's where in such a case you are taking it upon yourself, and the mazik doesn't have to pay for it. All this we saw last week. So we saw the Evan Ozel, this is Alman Melch, to ask a question that, what do you mean? If that's the svara, so we saw later on the Gemara says that if you put a burning coal on somebody's shirt, so even though the fellow can say, okay, I could have easily removed the coal from the shirt, the reason why I did not remove the coal from the shirt because I wanted you to pay me and to see how much damage it's going to cost, the loch is his butter. And the mazik is chayav because he has a right to say that. You caused the damage. So just like over here we say that you should have sold it, so why don't we say by the shirt as well? You should have removed the gacheles, you should have removed the flame from the coal from the shirt, and therefore the fact that you did not remove it, you're responsible just as much as me. So why in that case are you chayav to pay, and in our case, don't you pay? That's a question that we left last week, we did not answer. Joe, you remember the question? The answer, I believe, and I didn't say it last, I'm going to say it now, is the way we explained on the Chakira. Remember we said the Chakira from the Afikayam. Afikayam was killed in the Holocaust, but his Chakira stays, and it's unbelievable Chakira, and he says like this. He says, what's pshat in the Gemara? When the Gemara says, chas nevela de mizah, that means the animal goes down in value from 100, it goes down to 50, what's the pshat? What's the reason that I have to pay, I only have to pay from 200 to 100, but not when the animal goes down in value? Is the pshat because I only look at the nezek at the time of death? I define the nezek from when the animal is alive till the time of death, and therefore the entire nezek, the total nezek, is only 100, from 200 to 100, and therefore if afterwards it appreciates in value, that is not what the nezek is. That's one way of looking at it. That's because Mavela, the nezek tells me that the nezek is only up until the time of death. More than that is not part of the nezek. We said, no, maybe there's another chance. Really, when I damage your ox, so you had a live ox. I killed your live ox. What's the value of the live ox? 200. The full value of the animal is $200. I killed $200. I have to give you back a $200 ox. The fact that it's worth something now is meaningless. I wanted a live ox. That's what I had, and that's what I deserve to get back. So the nezek is really the full $200 worth. So the shot is that the Torah says that since there's something over here left over, so you have a right to use the dead animal as part of your payment. Meaning, my payment usually gets decided at the time when I'm ready to pay. The halach is that since at the time of death, you can take a carcass and you can go and give it back in, so therefore the animal which remains in your possession is part of my payment at the time of death. Usually payment is at the end. If it goes down to 50, you have to pay the full 150. The chiddush over here is that we consider the dead animal as the beginning of your payment when? At the time of death. So really the chiyuv is 200. Just the $100 animal at the time of death is the beginning of my payment. And therefore that's the beginning of my payment. If after it goes down to 50, that's not my responsibility. Because I paid you already $100, and therefore that's the lumdus why if it depreciates, the mazik doesn't have to pay for it, because I gave you already the animal as payment at the time of death. That's the other svara that we saw. Barely hear this svara? Oh. According to this, we can understand pshat and tesis. How can we understand pshat and tesis? Menachem, how do we understand pshat and tesis? Joe, how do you understand pshat and tesis? Tesis is saying very simple. Tesis is not saying that the fact that you could have sold it, therefore you're responsible. It's not my fault. You should have sold it. You're just as responsible. If the svara is that the fact that you could have sold it, you're just as responsible, then the fact that you could have removed the coal from the shirt, you're also just as responsible. That's not what Tesis is saying. Tesis is learning the other pshat of Pachas Neveda, that they really have to give you the full animal, have to pay you $200. Just when I give you the dead animal, or we can consider the dead animal as beginning of the payment. Tesis says that svara as begin the payment, it only I can sell it. It's payment, I can sell it. Therefore, Tesis says, when you have the dead animal, you should have sold it. Because that is my payment right then and there. You should have taken the money. You should have sold it. Mashain came, if I put a coal on your shirt, true, you could have saved it. But you couldn't have sold it. You can't sell a burning shirt. So therefore, even though you could have saved it, but you couldn't have sold it. Once you cannot sell it, it's not part of payment. If it's not part of payment, you have to pay the whole thing. Then it's smart? Like, what don't you understand this for? That's burning now? But the svara, I know, but if you take it as payment, in other words, Mati, as far as like this, but as far as like this, as far as really have to pay you the full value of the shirt, right, of the animal. Because we say that instead of giving the full animal, you can take this as payment. Why this payment? Not because it's worth something. Because it's payment, it's money. Go ahead and sell it, that is your money. If you can't go ahead and sell it, it's not your money. It's not my tashlumin. I have to pay you $200 cash, the animal. So I can say, okay, take this animal instead of in lieu of the payment. But if you can't sell it, then what payment do you have? Because it's worth something, you can't sell it, it's worthless. You say you can sell it, like this also for something? shirt that's burning is not sellable. Could you sell it? Yeah, that was good. That's what Tyson says. That's right. See, if you could sell it, then it's the beginning of my payment. If that's what the animal depreciates, it's not my problem. A burning shirt, you cannot sell. I know. We discussed that last week. That was good fun. We discussed last week. And he did say you only pay 100. The wise man pays, not the payment. He said the time is only on the difference between the 200 and 100. But the actual 100, that's not part of the time. We discussed that yesterday.
I gave you payments.
No, he doesn't. Right. I'll say the reason is. Oh, you're explaining it. Right. In other words, you never have the responsibility to save the shirt. The guy calls Ezek. I don't have responsibility ever to save anything. Just you have to pay me something. This is payment. Here's not payment. Save it. I don't want to save it. Why do I have to save it? Right. That's the smart.
You have the responsibility to sell it to avoid the damage, but it's yours. So if you're smart, you'll sell it.
Right.
If the issue is that now it's yours again, not because you have the responsibility to prevent that.
Okay. And you cannot constitute it as my payment? Yes. I know. All that we said last week, but Taisa says nothing. Because Taisa says, here, counter the two of Kedir Bey, here my animal caused it. Taisa says, no, because here I should have sold it. What did I do? Should have sold it. Should have said, much simpler, Taisa. Should have said, this is my hezek and this is not my hezek. I know, but you're saying the svara, not just responsible, you're saying that this is direct cause of my damage, and this is not direct cause of my damage. The Taisa should have said that. Is that what Taisa is saying? Yeah, I should have sold it. Yes, okay, perhaps. Okay. With the shirt. Right. Okay, I know, but we have to go with Taisa, though. Right, that's what he said. He said, Ha'ilal Amacha just shows that's ancillary damage. Okay, let's move on. I want to go to the next sugya with the same. But the main thing is, bear this svara in mind. In other words, that svara is correct. What's the reason why you only pay half? Or you only pay till the time of death? Is it because that's the total nezek? Or no, the nezek is the entire thing, because this is part of the payment of the tashlumin of the nezek. That's svara, keep in mind. Let's go to the next sugya. The Gemara said like this. Leim apchas nevela tanoi. Let's say that the amount of the animal goes down, Yudam Abay's last line, that the amount of the animal goes down, Pchas Nevela, Tanoi to Machlekes Tanoi, in the Tanya, because we learned, in Torah, Yitzhak, 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 claims that the animal was devoured, Yavi Eid, so Yavi Eidim, Shinitra Pavayin, it's a butter. Then as long as he brings Eidim, that the animal was killed by Nes, he's butter. Abishol says, Yavi Yeduda Lebezdin. You have to actually bring the animal to Bezdin. So what does it mean, bring the animal to Bezdin? Why does the Tanakhama not say, bring the animal to Bezdin? My love, Bahokamifagi. What is the machlekes between Tanakhama and Abishol? Look in Rashi. Yavi Duda Nevela LeBezdin, L'shoima Kama Yishover. In other words, bring the animal to Bezdin to value how much it's worth. In other words, you claim that the animal is worth $200 and it's now devoured. You better bring it to Beis Din to show how much it's worth. Why does the Tanakhama say, don't bring it to Beis Din? My love, welcome with me. The Masova Pras Mevela de Mizikave, U Masova de Mazikave. One man number says you have to bring it to Bezdin because whatever it's worth at the time of death, that's what you pay. More than that, you don't have to pay. The other man number says it doesn't make a difference if you bring it to Bezdin or not. Pras Mevela, anyway, does not belong to the Nizik, and that's why there's a machlekes whether you bring it to Bezdin or not. Tomorrow says no. The Kuli Alma de Nizik. Not true. Everybody agrees that if the animal goes down in value after, if the animal goes down in value after it gets killed, the Nizak takes it upon himself, I don't have to pay for it. So what is the machlekes whether you bring the animal to Bezdin or not? V'hocha, b'toyrach nevela kamitmagi. Here the question is, who has to be matriach? Who has to bother himself with picking up the dead animal? Dead animal killed on the street, and now you come to pay for it. You only have to pay the damage till the animal is worth its time's debt. If it goes down, depreciates the value, you don't have to pay for it. But who gets the dead animal? The owner, the nizak. Well, who has to bring back the dead animal to the nizak? Is it the mazik's responsibility, or is it the nizak's responsibility? But even if you say that the dead animal belongs to the owner, and you don't have to pay more than when the animal is at the time of death, but who has to bring back, right, the guy says, my animal, you killed my animal. If someone's stuck in a pit, go pay, you got to bring it to me. And the nizak and the mazik says, sorry, it's your animal, go take it wherever you want. Who is responsible, Yavi Yeduda LeBezdin, to bring this animal back to Bezdin? Like, the Kula Alma the nizak. Everybody says, if the animal goes down in value, it belongs to the nizak. Meaning, I don't have to pay more than the value of the dead animal at the time of death. We're not more than I have to pay. V'hochen over here, the toirach nevela kamitmagi. Who has to be matriach, busy himself with taking care of the dead animal and bring it back to the rightful owner? But Tanya, after all, we learned in the Braisa, Acherim oimrim, minayin shalbal aboyr lahaloy shoy mi boyroy, Talmud noima, kesev yoshiv libolov v'ames. In other words, the baal abor, which is the mazik, the one who caused the damage, he has to make sure that the dead animal gets brought back to the original owner. Who has to pay? In other words, the dead animal, the value of the dead animal belongs to the nizak. The owner keeps the dead animal. I don't have to pay more than $100. But the pasuk says that the baal abor, the one who caused the damage, he has to pick up the dead animal from the pit and give it back to the owner. The Tanakam says you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Machlek is Tanakam and Abishol. Why, you think pasuk that you have to bring it back? What? What? I don't. Abishol says you do. Right. Because the accident was over here, and you over here, you caused the damage. You got to pay for it.
I'll pay the damage. I have also
to. Yeah, because Baraya, what am I paying? I'm only paying the value. The new car was $1,000. A broken car is $500. So I'm only paying you $500. But you got to have your $500 car back. The car is somewhere stuck somewhere else. I should pay for the tow truck. Right? I'm giving you the animal after all. Right? I'm saying the $500 car belongs to you. I don't have to pay more than $500. I don't got to pay the whole amount. If I pay the whole amount, then the broken car belongs to me. I only pay you the difference. So the chiddush is that I have to pay you to make sure that the car gets brought back to you. That's halacha, by the way. Yeah. We're going to soon see how. But that's halacha. We're going to go in variations and understand it. But that's at least what the Gemara says. Right, he takes it upon himself. The one that owns it, he takes the loss. But the so what? I have to bring back the nevela. Oh, we're gonna get to that. It's a good point. We're gonna get to that. How both fit together? But it's the mazik's responsibility to pay for it. When I discuss the next question, if it goes down the value afterwards, what happens then? That's a separate question. But let's say the case of the Gemara. The simple case of the Gemara is not talking about a pchas nevela. Tugmat brings up a good point, very good point, and that's the rest of the shiur is about that. But before we talk about pchas nevela, toirach nevela, who is responsible? The total car is worth $500. The car doesn't go down in value. Who has to give back? Who has to make sure the car gets put back to the original owner? So according to Abishol, the baal abor, the mazik, has to pay for the tow truck. That's halacha. Now, Sigmar says, wait a second. Omele Abai L'Rav. Said Abai to Rav. Hai Torach Nevela Hechidom. This halacha that You have to pay for the tow truck. You have to pay for getting the animal out of the barn. What are we talking about? If you tell me that in the pit, right, the dead animal is worth 1 zuz. Outside the pit, the dead animal is worth how much? 4 zuz. Correct? So what do you mean a pasuk telling me that you have to pay to bring it up from the barn? Kitorach b'dinafshei torach. Look at Rashi. Kitorach b'dinafshei torach. The revach the nafshei ka'ovit. The shayim leila nizik b'domi yisera b'lomli kodav ha'meis. What do you tell me, Chiddush, that you have to pay for the tow truck? What do you mean? If I don't pay for the tow truck, right, then how much is the animal worth in the pit? 1 zuz. Let's say the animal was worth 10 zuz in the beginning. And now the pit is worth 1 zuz. If I don't pay for bringing it up outside the pit, how much do I pay? 9. It was worth 10. In the pit, it's worth 1. So now the pasuk says, oh, by the way, you have to pay for bringing him out of the pit. Of course I'll pay for bringing him out of the pit. Why? Because like this, it'll be worth 4. Now let me pay 6. What did the pasuk tell me that? If you tell me there's a difference in price in the bottom of the pit and on top of the pit, you don't need the pasuk telling me that. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, Leitzchicha, that the bira shav yezuzo, ma'agudu nami shuv yezuzo, that in the pit it's worth 1 price, and out of the pit is worth the same price. The car, there's no difference. Over there, it's worth the same price. And still the chiddush is, that who has to pay for it? The mazik has to pay for it. Right? And that's halacha, and that's where you pass it. So in other words, we're talking about a case that's the same price, and still the mazik has to pay for it. We learn from a special pasuk, kesav yashiv libolov v'hameis, which means that the owner has to pay, or the mazik has to pay, for the dead animal, for the car, for the nezek, for the damage, plus the amount that it cost to bring it up. So there's a question which is asked by Shimon Shkop, or the Tzoyz. Tzoyz the question asked the following question. What does the Gemara say in the Havamim? That if in the pit the animal is worth 1, right, and outside the pit the animal is worth 4, correct, then it's Pashat that the Mazik has to pay for it. Why is it Pashat the Mazik has to pay for it? Because if he doesn't pay for it, how much does he pay? He has incentive. He has to, otherwise only worth, he has to pay 9, and now he has to pay 6. Says the Tzoyz, wait a second. How much is that animal really worth? 1 or 4? Really worth 4. Nobody wants to go get it, but it's really worth 4, correct? Halacha is, if I take your matbeya, right? I take your golden coin, worth $100. I take it, and I throw it into the river, right there in front of you. Right? Now, you can't get this thing. It's in the water. You have to get a diver to get it down, will push it $10. You have to pay you anything or not. The halacha is, Zorak Mabeya Liyam, right? It's your coin. I throw it into the river. It's right there in front of you. I can tell you, go get it. I didn't do anything. You have to spend $10 to get a diver to bring it up. That's only drum. I'm bought. That's halacha. The halacha brought down Shukna. You look down in. Sorry. What was that? By cause hezek, mazik. No. If I took it away from you, I'm a gamut. I have to pay for it. No. So he says, you don't have to give him anything. The halach is, look at your coin. You're holding the coin. I whack it out of your hands. It falls into the river. Now, coin. I said, go get your coin. I didn't do anything. The halacha is, what do you mean? You have to spend $100 to go get a diver to pick up the coin. The halacha is, that's a grammar. I'm potter. Why? I didn't do anything. The coin is right there. Why? Because the value of the coin is the same $100. The fact that you have to go and hire somebody to get it out, that's a grammar. I'm potter. So the Tzoyz asks, in our case, what do I care that it's worth 1 in the pit and 4 out of the pit, but it's really worth 4? Why? To the value of the animal, 4. That you have to spend somebody to get it down, that's not my responsibility. So why does the Gemara say that it? That's exactly the same question. I have no incentive because it's worth 4. Hear the question? But that's not true. Again, we have to rethink our looking at things. The halacha is, if I take your coin, I throw it into the river, correct? And the coin is still there, and even though it costs you $10 to bring it up, I'm putter from everything. Why? Because the value of the coin is still $10, and it didn't make you lose anything. Why not? No, if I'm not a ganef, then you're right. Why? In a ganef, I'm right. If I knocked it out of your hand, where I'm not a ganef, just mazik, that's what I can say the answer. But how much hezek did I do? I only did a hezek of 6 either way. Even if it's in the pit, the hezek is only 6, because the animal is worth 4, even in the pit. That's not true. That's not. But afterwards, it fell into the pit. Not my responsibility. And over here, okay. The answer, Beryl. The answer is. 1 second. Hey, Beryl, what are you saying, Beryl? What are you saying? You're saying the answer is very simple. You're saying in the case of the ox, correct? So I caused the damage of the full amount of ox. The full 200 is the damage that I caused, correct? Because I want to say the extra 100 that is in the pit. That's my payment to you. But if it's in the pit, it's not my payment to you. Exactly the story which we're saying all along. In other words, like you're saying, what's the damage? The damage is the full thing, not the 9, the full 10. Because I damaged the full amount. Just the fact that it's, that you can take it out of the pit. It's not my problem. Not problem. Okay. In other words, that will be the smart bit. So that's not a payment. Irregardless, if I'm responsible, I caused it then, not caused it, it's irrelevant. At the end of the day, I'm not giving you back this animal as payment. So therefore, I have to, in other words, the extra 4 belongs to me anyway. That's as far as I want to say. Okay, skip that. Let's go to the next part. Because this one's extra. Let's go to the next part. Back to Shmuley's case. Again, the Gemara clearly says that if I cause a, what's the name? If I, let's do the car case. I damage your car, right? $1,000 car, I wreck it. It's worth now only $500. And then someone's stuck on the highway. So Allah is, I got to pay you $500. Right? Now, what's halacha with the wreck, which is somewhere in the highway? Do I have to pay for the towing or not? So the Mark really says, Toirach Nevela is a matzik. We learn from a pasuk that to move the car, right, to be matriach Nevela, even if I'm telling you I'm only paying $500 and I'm using the wrecked car as payment, but I gotta pay for the towing of the car. That's clear in the Gemara. Now, what does it mean, Toirach Nevela the matzik? What does that mean? So the machlek is between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh says, doesn't mean I have to go and actually schlep the car. I don't have to do it myself. What it means is, I have to pay for the towing. What? That's what the Rosh says. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says, not just I have to pay for it, but I actually have to do it. Okay, the Rambam, I know why he says that, but at least the Rosh learns like that. Look at the Rosh. In the fourth page, number 5. Hocha b'toyach nevela k'mepadi, v'hilchuzik avashol d'oma alamazik muto, that the mazik has to take the wrecked car, the total car, midatonu achem kavosei, upchas nevele ala nizik, mishah shenoydeloi hezik. Now, mishenoydeloi, in other words, if it goes down in value, in the meantime, the $500 car goes down in value, then you are responsible for it. I have to pay for it. But you're responsible if it goes down in value. When you know about it, who has to pay for the towing? I have to pay for the towing. But your responsibility is not to drag your feet and to go take care of the car. That's halacha. Now, what happens if the price, in other words, let's say, so I'm giving you the money and there's no shilin, there's no problem. I tell you $500, I give you the $500. And after I give you the $500, it goes down in price, right? So you're responsible. Pras Nevela belongs to the Nizak. Who has to pay for the Teirach Nevela? The Mazik. That's no question. What happens if I'm lazy? I'm lazy. I'm not going to need the money. Yeah, go get it. Not so fast. And in the meantime, the value of the car goes down the value. Who takes upon himself that Pras Nevela? Is that a question? Is the question your question? In other words, Teirach Nevela is the Mazik. I have to pay for the wreck. I have to pay for the towing of the car. Pras Nevela is the Nizak. So if I pay you the money, and then you go and you drag your feet, and in the meantime you don't do anything, you don't sell the scraps of the car, and it goes on a value, Pras Nevela is the Nizak. But how about if you cannot do anything, so I didn't give you the money yet? I'm dragging my feet, and because of that, the price of the car goes down a value. So is the Pras Nevela to the Nizak as well? Or in that case, do I say, Pras Nevela is to the Mazik? What's Allah in the law, American law? Is there precedent for that? So there's a Machlekes, Sma, and the Taz on this case. Look at the Shulchan Aruch number 7, 8 and 9. It's very complicated, but it's a small detail in the Shulchan Aruch. Look at number 7. Al Mazik L'Troyach B'Nevela Achimam Tzioysa L'Nizik. Who has to pay for the towing of the Nevela, bringing the Nevela to the Nizak? The Mazik has to pay for it. Ketat. The Reish Nofel Ashar Nebar L'Meis. The ox fell into the pit and the ox died. Malah Nevela Ma'bar B'Nosa L'Nizik. So the Mazik has to pay for bringing up the animal from the pit and he has to give it to the Nizik. V'achakach Shomer L'Pras Nevela. And then you look at the price at the time of death, questionable what he means, and if it goes down further, the Nizik takes it upon himself. If it goes down a value afterwards, then the Nizik takes it upon himself. Says the Sma, I wrote already, that argues in the Rambam, meaning the one that actually has to do the towing is the Nizik's responsibility. You heard there was a car accident, you got to tow the car, the Nizak. But the Noito, the Meyoitz also, Alo Aliyah Me'a Mazik. But you can charge the Mazik for the price of towing. The Imloi also came, but if you did not do it, the Mishnah Rashor Babar, let's say you took your time, and you didn't bother towing the car, and you left it, and it went down in value, say it on Nizik. You take it upon yourself, Pras Nevela the Nizik. Chen Koz Matur. Now, third line. The Kanlin Dulu, and here we learned, Yim lo yirtze ha-mazik la-ha-loisoi. V'lo yilitein lo yoytso la-ha-loisoi. Let's say, it's not that he was negligent. The Mizik says, I'm ready to tow the car. Mazik, give me the $100 to tow the car. And the Mazik says, no, yeah, next time, I push you around. And because of that, it went down in value. Says the Sma, the tzorich litein domim shall kol chetzoi da'apchas imutam. The mumut tzorich l'shalim d'mei kol apchas masha yashovik shoyachai. In other words, if it goes down in value and it goes down to zero, then the mazik has to pay for the entire thing. If it goes maybe the tam, he pays only half. If he's the mumut, he pays for the whole thing. That's what he says. In other words, and if I don't pay for it right away, because of that it goes down the value, I take the whole thing upon myself. Says the Taz, disagrees. Masha Mechayev Asma, number 9, the Mazik Afilu B'Pras Mevela, that it goes down, B'Tzorach Lashum, Kri Mashoiz B'Chiyufa, Kibin Shleyas Atzor, Huchamur, doesn't make sense. Dogzeiros HaKosuf, Dohaisa Efsel Nizak, Mashiv Zach Amisav. What do you mean? Right? In other words, the Taz, that doesn't make sense. The hezek was $100. Now, that means that whatever goes on afterwards belongs to you. I have a separate halacha. I have to pay you for the towing. I don't do the towing. Take me to court. Why should I have to pay the full value of the animal? It doesn't make sense as the Taz. And the Gra agrees with the Taz. So there's a machlekes between the Sma and the Taz. I have to, in other words, he says, there's one pasuk, the Taz says, there's a pasuk that says, Pchas Nevela Denizik. That means anything that the animal goes down after death, or the car goes down after it got totaled, you take it upon yourself. That's not part of my nezer. There's another halacha, I have to pay for the towing. What does one have to do with the other? What's the smar of the smar? The smar says the smar, no. That since you have to tow it, you don't tow it, it goes out of value, you got to pay for the whole thing. What's the machlekes, the tans of the smar? Meaning what? That's for sure. If you gave her the money, for sure it's your responsibility. That's what this smart says.
Exactly.
Menachem says, not true. I'll tell you why not. Because there's a halacha prat for the name of the
Nizam.
Who's going to push no pepper? So you take care of it and take it out to the court on the actual thing. What does one have to do with the other? Because he's not towing it. So therefore, you're going to take responsibility for it. He's responsible for it. Why? The way Menachem looks at it, he owes him the money anyway. Has nothing to do with the nezer. Why is that part of the deal? That's the question. Menachem says, it's not part of the deal. So I'll tell you, the way we understand the Machlekes Tazim Sma, I believe very correctly so, is exactly our Machlekes. In other words, the Taz obviously holds, the way Menachem says, is that the Nezek, right, is only the damage done at the time of damage. Meaning, if it's a $1,000 car, and at a time of damage, it's worth $500. Pchas levela, the nezek means the nezek is worth $500. That's all you have to pay. The total amount of nezek is $500. There's another halacha that the Torah says that yes, you have to pay two types of nezek. You have to pay. Number one, you have to pay for the value between $1,000 and $500. The value that you cause damage. That's one nezek you have to pay. Another nezek you have to pay is that he had a car in his driveway. And now you caused him not to have the car in the driveway. The car is far away. You got to pay for the towing of the car. That's another cube of hezek. Two separate cubes. One is not relevant to the other. Meaning, if I owe you the $500, if I don't pay the other hezek, why should I increase my $500 bill? Two separate nezekim. One hezek is the value of the car. The other hezek is the fact that you didn't have the car in the driveway. But I got to pay for the towing. Two separate nezekim. Why should that one do the other? If I don't pay one, you add on to the other one. Why? What does one have to do with the other? That's what it sounds like. Makes a lot of sense, right? That's what he's saying. Do separate Ezekiel. Not like that. He wants to say that maybe the halacha of Tam pays half an essence is only in the first halacha, not in the second halacha. Which means, on the towing part, you have to pay half an essence of chatzim essence. Why should I? There's no chatzim essence on the towing part. Separate essence, you pay nezek shalom. Why? Because it's two separate cubits. The total mezek is the difference between a good car and a broken car. That's the amount of mezek, not more. There's another halacha, separate halacha. I got to pay for the towing. If I don't pay the towing, call me to court. Do whatever you want. I don't pay more on the mezek. The mezek is the same $500. Comes along the smah and says, no, you got it all wrong. The mezek is not $500. Chas mevela, the mezek means the mezek is really the $4,000. That's the total price of the nezek. Just halach is, I can pay you the car as a payment. That's only if you bring me the car. If you don't bring me the car, you don't pay for the car. It's not a payment. So if you're, that was the other smart. So that's the smart smart. In other words, they're learning two separate smarts. Why chas mevela nezek is the pshat. That's all the nezek. The way Nachum learned. All it is that nezek, not more. The nezek is only $500. That's what it means. You don't have to pay. If it goes down in value, it's not my problem. The nezek was, how much was it worth at the time of damage? $500, that's it. That's all I have to pay. There's another separate halacha. Halacha l'mashim Sinai, I have to pay for the toll. I don't pay for the towing. Do whatever you want. It shouldn't affect the $500, which the nezek is. There's not more to that than the nezek. Comes from the smart says, no. The smart is the opposite. The nezek is the $4,000. Just halach is, you can give him the car as beginning payment. Therefore, if you don't bring him the car, then you have to pay the $4,000. The $4,000 you have to pay. Why? You don't bring him the car, then it went down in value, then you got to pay him whatever it is at the time of thing. Because the nezek, you don't look at the nezek just the 500. Chas mevela means the nezek is $1,000. Just give him the car, and that's payment towards the nezek. That's the machlekes, it's $1,000 as well. Depending on this. make sense? Who's right? One second. Who's right? Who's right? Charles. I don't know, but they're both correct. What? Who? Who, the Taz? Or the Sma? The Sma. Sma, if it didn't go down the value. If it didn't go down the value, he did what he had to do. He had to pay for it. I know, he gets the car at the time of damage. Absolutely. But, yeah, at that value. And that's all it is. But I still got to pay for the towing. What's one of two or the other? It's an extra chiyuv. Yeah, according to the Taz, you don't have to pay for that.
Why not?
What does my Macy alone mean? It belongs to the Nizak. So therefore, I don't have to pay for it. The Mazik does not have to pay for the drop in value. You right, he has to pay for the towing. He doesn't pay for the towing. You take him for the towing. Maybe the drop in value afterwards, by Macy alone. The smart says, by Macy alone means that it's part of the payment. I understand, but if you learn the other Svara where the Taz learns. So Vameis Yeloi means that the whole Mezek over here is, not it's a payment. The whole Mezek is $500, not more. We look at the animal, at the car in the beginning, and we look at the car at the time of damage. That's the entire Mezek, $500. So how much I have to pay you? $500. Never more than $500. It goes down in value, that's not my problem. $500. This is a separate Gezeirus HaKasa that says, you have to pay for the towing. So what does that do with that? I don't pay for the towing. And because that goes on a value, that's a grammar. Why am I chayav? Because the Sma learns that Vameis Yeloi doesn't tell me that's all the Nezik is. The Sma learns the Nezik is a full $1,000. Vameis Yeloi tells me that I can pay you the $1,000 by giving you the animal. If I'm negligent, I don't give you the animal, you don't have the payment. You never got the payment. Right. That's correct. Correct. But I have to bring it to you. Like we saw today in Tysus. No, but we saw in Tysus that you have to be able to sell it. Then it's not a tashlumin. It's not considered a tashlumin. That's the start with the Tysus. It's not a tashlumin. Right, you want to say, why don't you say by Macy Eloi means wherever it is, that it belongs to you. Oh, so he says no. The Pshat of Eir says that you have to give back the animal, that's part of my payment. And if I can't give it to you, so you can use it as payment, so then I still owe you the original $1,000. And if it went down all the way, I owe you $1,000. I think that's a very clear machlekes in the Taz of Shema, and it depends on our thing. There's another nafkamina which you bring down, we'll end with that, is what happens after the car gets damaged, let's say, on this of the street, right? The car gets damaged on the highway, right? Car gets damaged on the highway. And because the car gets damaged on the highway, the tow truck can come and take it, no problem. And as, I'm waiting, so the tow truck comes, the car falls off, wind comes, and falls off the ditch. And now it's another $500 for the tow truck to go down to the ditch. Do I have to pay for that or not? According to the Taz, do I have to pay for that? Clearly not, put this mark. Yes, he says yes. Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. One thing, it doesn't make a difference if it's a grammar. At the end of the day, you can't give him the car, so you can't use it as payment. Doesn't make a difference. You cannot, you have to give him back the car, because that's your payment, then pay for the whole thing. That's exactly enough community. If Shmuel Zosk is on number 7-11, will it please Anira, the Chiyav Alom Mibar, Ain't a dafka bin nafla lebar machmas hamazik. It falls into the ditch, not because of the mazik. Ki mafila nafla lebar achar hezik, gam kein hamazik chayev la loiso. Bishum de chayev la mida le nizik. Vizei tzu en leadach de shvile, whatever, bishum de chayev la mida le nizik. I have to give you back the car. If I don't give you back the car, it's not a payment. How much I pay? The $4,000. That's the machlik, is the Taz and Shema. Shmuel says that in number 10, those are the two ways of learning. I think it's a very nice, clear way of understanding. So we basically have two ways of learning, Pchas Nevel and Nizik. Now, I would like to do next week or 2 weeks, and next week might do Purim, is it only by total damages, or is it even by partial damages? In other words, every time I cause some type of damage, the car, So far we spoke about, what's the name? We spoke about an ox. Well, you kill the ox, so you killed the live ox. So he only has an aveva. Will we also say that by a car, which is a partial damage? Do we also say that even if I only cause you a little fender bender, $300 thing, really, that is, it's a $20,000 loss. So $90,700 is part of the payment. That's already a bigger chiddush. I know if you say that. Where I cause the total loss, then yes, you can say you killed the full, you know, a total loss, right? Well, how does it work with insurance companies? If you have a total loss, what's the law of insurance companies? They pay for the full thing, correct? Why? If it's not fixable, oh, the current value give you. And who keeps the car for the scratch? They give you the car. So in halacha is not like that. Halacha is, they have a right to say, we're still not paying you, we're paying you the full total loss, minus the scraps. That's what it means. You keep the scraps. You have to pay for the scraps. Or you keep the thing. Yes. That's what he said? Oh, yeah, he asked he asked me something else. That if it's already at the state of Hezek, it's already returnable, then not. But if it's not returnable, and I have to pay for it to return. But maybe once I have to return it. Let me ask a question. So, Beryl. So, who's responsible? At the end of the day, why should the Nizik be responsible? He waited for the tow truck to come, you dragged your feet, and now a tree fell. So, why should the Nizik pay for it? The Mazik says, at the end of the day, you can give me back my car. What do you want me to do? Right. That's exactly what the Sfar says. I know. But meaning, by Meisi Eloi, if you bring it to him as Tashlumin. Right, but right, because we didn't discuss it last week. I know, because this week we're learning a new aspect. Toyrach Nevela. Meaning this whole by Meisi Eloi is only that I have to be Matshriach Nevela. It means I have to bring the car back to the owner. So there are two ways of learning that based on how we said last week. Exactly. Well, I hear your point. You don't have to agree with him. That's his smart. Maybe you disagree. That's exactly what Ishmael is saying. Because Ishmael says, Ishmael says that because the concept is, the hezek is $1,000. The full amount is what I took from you. Right? So, if it's like I said, if it's a small damage, I don't know if that's true. But where it's a full damage, I took a live ox from you, and I killed your ox, I took a damage, I want to go with the standpoint to have the full damage, that's what I did to you, and until I actually pay you something, I owe you the full damage. Comes on the house, says no. The chiyuv pras nevelnizik only means the nazik is only that amount. There's a separate halacha you have to pay for the tovim. The nafkamina would be mati and b'nachum.